This is episode number 1943 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
We're going to jump into the Who Cares News for this Tuesday, the 6th of April. She's laughing already.
You know, I haven't talked about the Kardashians in a while.
Yeah, it's been at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
About Kim. Kim's usually involved. This is not a Kim story.
Oh, it's not a Kim story.
No, it's not.
Well,
the Kardashian. Yes, the Kardashian team is working feverishly.
Uh-oh.
To remove a photo of Khloe from the internet. You want to see it?
What? Yeah, I do want to see it.
You didn't see it yet, right?
I didn't see it.
Here it is.
Okay. So, yeah.
It's unedited.
It is unedited.
Kind of.
Stretch marks and all.
Can you see it?
And she looks a little thicker than she will when it's done being photoshopped. So.
Pointing it to our producer, too.
Yeah.
Well, she has like a little scar thing there.
Well, she had a baby.
Well, that's an odd.
They're going to airbrush all that out.
I know. Well, and so, God forbid. If the Kardashians can even remotely appear to be a normal person.
No.
With normal skin.
Yeah, no.
No. God forbid. They're not real. You know.
We won't buy their stuff if they don't look perfect. That's how they stay in business. They got all their lines of clothing and their cosmetics.
But see, what they should do is just pose like they do, like no makeup, actual no makeup, not just like the no makeup. Made up look.
Right.
Or the made up no makeup look. They need to strip it all down and show us the before and after with their product, and then we'll buy it gracefully.
I am a magazine reader from way back.
Penthouse?
Of people with Playboy. Very little clothes on. All of them have been airbrushed since day one.
Well,
before there was Photoshop. Yes. They had professional people who sat and very painstakingly airbrushed everything out of every woman I've ever seen in a magazine.
And I would love to have an airbrushed. Walk around with me.
So this is nothing new. This is absolutely nothing new. The fact that that picture made it to the internet is a shock.
Well,
how did it get there? That's my question.
Apparently, the unphotoshopped image of Clo-Clo in a bikini accidentally got uploaded to the internet's.
Yeah.
And everyone from Momager to the Kardashian legal team,
the legal team's involved.
Has been scouring the internet to have it removed immediately. So Tracy Romulus, the chief marketing officer for KKW Brands.
Oh, we've identified a marketing officer.
Yes.
Okay.
She says the color edited photo was taken of Khloe during a private family gathering and posted to social media without the permission by mistake. By an assistant.
Oh, see, that's what. I wonder if that assistant has a job
so
today.
So supposedly.
I think not.
According to a source, the photo was edited, but just not to the standard of her clothing label, Good American.
That photo was not edited. The one you just showed me?
No.
Not edited. That looks like you're at a beach party. There's no special lighting, no nothing. Somebody just snapped a picture of her coming out of the pool. Or she might even be wet. I don't know. That doesn't even look like her. Is it her? Or is that a fake?
No, that's her.
Have they confirmed it's her?
That's
she doesn't
her.
Look like that.
Yeah, she does.
I saw her in a TV commercial. She doesn't look like that.
That's with her face on. See, there she is with her face on, and then there she is with no face on. But because see, when they Photoshop her, she's going to have more of a waist.
Her waist less of a waist, you mean.
Because more of a waist.
She's going to have less of a waist by about 10 inches.
Yes, but here she doesn't have her waist trainer on or her Spanx on or anything else.
We've outed the Kardashians. I love this so very, very much. Oh, yeah, baby. And you know what we always like to say?
Stars, they're just like us.
And what else do we like to say? What goes on the internet stays on the internet.
So we all know how ladies just love a man in his late 20s.
Yeah.
That still lives with his mama.
No.
It reminds me of Big Bang Theory. Howard!
Oh, Howard's mom.
Howard!
You know, that was, and sadly, she died in real life in the middle of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, the woman who played her. But she was Michael J. Fox's secretary in the movie The Secret of My Success, that saw him dress and undress in the elevator every time he went from being a mailboy to being an executive. Remember that?
Yes.
He was only able to do that because he was short.
Pete Davidson.
Yes, Pete Davidson.
Has lived with his mom.
Yes.
Forever.
Well, yeah, that happens. He's only 27. I mean,
well,
I would
think
that
true,
the average age of people who move out of the house now is probably
27.
The
32,
I think.
Since the COVID's, it's gone up.
I think it's gone up. You're right. So he's
but he's got money
there.
Though.
Well, I know, but maybe he feels more comfortable being with mom.
So I mean, he has no shortage of hot women.
No, that's for damn sure. Holy crap!
He was dating Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Who is probably similar in age to his mother.
Just maybe a little younger.
And what is it? What is
I don't want to think of Kate Beckinsale being old enough to be his mother. That ruins it for me. Totally.
You're welcome.
My fantasies just go out the window when you say Kate Beckinsale's old enough to be.
So what is it?
To Pete Davidson's mother.
No, mommy, can I have a, can I have a friend spend the night?
She's only 45.
You and her can drink some wine together before I go in my room and sleep with her.
God.
That's just kind of creepy.
That is kind of creepy. And you just made it sound creepier by saying that. But I'm just saying.
And what if it's like a little three-bedroom house and the room is right next to
mom? No, he lives
mom.
In her basement. We know that. He lives in mom's.
Oh, well,
he lives in
true.
The basement
that's
of mom's.
True.
That's a millennial thing. You live in the basement.
Okay, so anyway, we guess he's tired of getting thrown under the bus about his mom being his roommate.
Well, yeah, he's getting a lot of crap for that.
Because Pete Davidson has finally moved into his
own
house.
He's got his own crib.
Yeah.
Wow.
Him and his mom bought this house together after losing his father in 9/11. Yeah. See, I didn't know that either.
That's
for the longest time. So it is touching.
It's touching.
But
it's time.
But
Pete.
20 years have
time
passed.
To move on.
20 years have passed.
He's got enough money he could buy his mom a new house. And then he could live in her basement there at the new house. But
that,
there would be more room. Maybe he could have his own wing.
There you go.
He's got enough money he could buy a house with a wing.
Or a penthouse.
Penthouses in New York are really expensive.
I think that's above his pay grade. He
he's
might
not
be
that
above
rich.
The penthouse.
He's got to do a couple of movies before he gets that kind of money.
Yeah, probably.
He's not there yet. A couple of hit movies.
And some of his older women, they haven't been like sugar mama material here.
Well, it's not like Kate Beckinsale is like, you know, up there on the high earners list in Hollywood.
Right.
That's for sure.
So he needs to
maybe
he was just practicing.
Look, here's the deal.
Honing his skills.
He can take his Farrah Fawcett Majors poster now and he can hang it on his bedroom wall. Because he couldn't do that, I'm sure, at mom's house. So that's good.
He probably paid the rents or the mortgage, so he could probably do whatever he wanted to at mom's house.
I know. He could hang his Halle Berry poster now prominently on his wall in his bedroom.
Okay. I'm going to give you a pass on that one?
See, I'm working it in there. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.